for the morning to you, Cisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah, these are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood. Yes, Lord.
Sing it.
Say, no pressure.
No pressure.
It was the blood.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Ted Line. And good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Erica. Good morning, Ted Line. Oh, God. Thank you, Father. Lord, I come before you in the spirit of holiness.
Yeah.
I come to magnify you, oh, God. I come to worship you in spirit and in truth, for you are. You are everything that we need. You are my desire. And I give the Lord praise this morning that you, I am, that's his name, may be glorified in the Son. Lord, I honor you with a song in my heart this morning. I give you praise and the lifting of my hands. I shout hallelujah.
Yes, God.
It's praise. And I bow before you in reverence and honor of who you are to me and to us. You are the Lord God Almighty, perfect, perfect in all you do. Though we may not understand it now, because we know in part and we prophesy in part. But like the old hymn says, by and by, we'll understand it better. I love those old hymns. So we give the Lord this morning all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Lord of lords and King of kings. And as we partake this morning in this prophetic act, we remember you, Lord, and the ultimate sacrifice that you paid for us. And we receive it. In your name, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. Minister Hill.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll be waiting for you to get back on this line. I got some heavy, heavy witchcraft stuff I got to deal with. So I'm going to be looking for you on that speaker when you get back.
Oh, yeah. I'm there. I got both of them on.
Okay.
Okay.
I need back up this morning.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you. Speaker and Ted Line this morning, I got to deal with some heavy, heavy witchcraft stuff. I received the call, but I didn't get the call because I knew God, whenever God lays me down to rest, I know something pretty big is on the horizon. So, number one, I dealt with an altar yesterday, and the altar knew my name, and the altar said, an altar said this to a person's body. They said, I've been waiting to come out to you because I know that you knew what to do. And it said, I know that you one of the few people that could help me get out of this body. I said, I said, what? It said, yeah. It said, there's a legion of us. Listen to this now. It said, there's a legion of us in this body. And I said, I start right there and I said, I bind and rebuke this lying spirit right now. You're trying to make me get inflated with some kind of ego crap. But the Lord Jesus rebuked you. And so then the author said, you're not going to believe this, Taylor. And the author said, I'm here. I can't be rebuked, meaning I can't be shut down and stopped. I must be cast out of this body. I said, what? So then I said to the altar, I said, how many, because this altar was created. Understand this. This altar was deliberately created in this body. And I know that I have opposers from this cult where this altar was created on this deadline. So I want you to cover yourself with the blood, deadline is this morning, because that was one area of witchcraft that I dealt with yesterday. And of course, you know, the altar was defeated as much as, but because there's so many of them, I'm going to have to go layer by layer. By that, I mean, I'm going to have to go layer by layer and remove this witchcraft out of the altars that are in the person, okay? Then on top of that, somebody called me up. And this man told me he was bleeding. I said, you doing what? I'm telling you, it was, and these things I'm telling you about right now, it seems that God knew I could not deal with this stuff outside of a church. You hear me? Not that God honors his presence. Remember yesterday, his presence will cause demonic manifestations. Why? Because wherever God is, the scripture says, where sin abounds, there doth God abound much more. So I dealt with the altar. Then the man called me up. He said, I'm bleeding. I said, yeah. I said, are you a Catholic? He said, I was. I said, so are you trying to tell me you got stigmata? He said, I do. I said, let me tell you something, brother. You got the devil. You got the devil, and you have the devil hard on your track if you got stigmata. Now, if you don't know what stigmata is, it's when blood, it's a demon that copycat the blood that flowed from Christ's hands, his feet, around his head sometimes, and sometimes out of the sweat. It copycats and counterfeits every place Jesus bled in the Bible. And you know there are seven places that he bled, but he also, and one of them was he sweat blood. So I asked the guy, I said, where are you bleeding from? He said, I'm bleeding from my hands and I'm sweating blood. I said, well, the first thing I would suggest I want you to do, I said, how you feeling? How's your health? He said, my health is good. I feel great. He said, I feel holy. I said, how does it feel to feel holy? Tell me what a holy feeling feels like. I said, because I really don't know. I said, it's a product of your mind. How much you feel holy. That means you said you feel superior to somebody. So I went on with him. And I asked him to take a selfie. I want to see the blood. I want to see it. So when I asked him to take the selfie, He said, I'm not bleeding right now. I said, well, when do you bleed? He said, I bleed in the shower, and I bleed when I'm by myself. I said, so let me tell you something. You called the right one, I said, because I'm not going by no phony signs of the devil. I said, he got me once, but he's not going to get me twice. I said, so when you start bleeding again, you send me a picture. You send me a picture, and I got some Catholic priests, exorcists, that I'm going to call up. I said, are you still a Catholic? And don't lie. He was lying about, he said, yeah, I'm still a Catholic. I said, I'm going to see if I can find an exorcist in your diocese, because you need a lot of help. Number one, he possessed. He is possessed. Somehow, a door was open, and he walked in it, or either it walked into him. I don't know which way, but he's possessed now. And ain't nothing good about it. So I'm thinking on this. Okay, I got this altar. Talking about it been waiting for me, lying. But it wasn't lying. It was not lying. Because when the altar said, you know about involuntary demons. You know about walk-ins. You know about soul exchange and transference. I said, I sure do. I sure do. So the altar said, you have to help me get out of this body. You have to cast me out. I said, this is a good one here. I ain't never had no demons say that before. Just like, ain't nobody ever called me up with no stigmata before. But that wasn't all, brothers and sisters. Oh, yesterday was Ash Wednesday for Catholics. No wonder. Okay, I knew it was something. Then I was going to go on Shannon's show, and I was going to expose some strategies of Satan. And Shannon's computer crashed. His system crashed. I'm still going to expose him. Some strategies of Satan, how he got people hooked up. So then his computer crashed. And it seems like a Ted Liner's daughter, who is a Ted Liner too, a young millennial, had been trying to call me all night. Well, I had put my phone and plugged it up so that it would be charged up this morning. So I didn't get the call, so she called me at 5:15. The reason I know is I looked at the clock and I wrote the time down because I said, for somebody to call me at 5:15 in the morning and have tried to call me all night, something serious here. The blood of Jesus covered this Ted Line this morning. The blood of Jesus covered me. The blood of Jesus covered Jose, Brother Joe. The blood of Jesus cover us all. The blood of Jesus cover each one of you. The blood of Jesus cover your marriage. The blood of Jesus cover your job. The blood of Jesus, Father God, I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over every ear, over every eye, over every physical body. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over all the food they're going to eat today. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over people they're going to come in contact with today that they've never known before. And in the name of Jesus, yeah, you're right. The whole show, you're right, Kip. Not just the computer went down, the whole show went down. You hear me? So the phone rings this morning, 5:13, and I answer it. And they said, Sister Erica, without even addressing who they were or anything.
Yes?
They said, I want to talk to you.
Yes?
Not you. Hold on, y'all. Let me cut this thing off. Okay. So they said, I heard it was a young woman And she said, I've got to tell you, I've got to share something with you. I said, well, first of all, who are you? And I'm not certain I want to hear what you want to share till I know who you are. So after she told me who she was, it's a Ted Miner, and it's a faithful Ted Miner's daughter that called me up from Miami, Florida. She said, what I'm going to share with you is in the form of a bunch of texts. And she said, you got to listen and you got to tell me. And I said, okay. This is what she said. I should have put her on and let her tell it. Her friends, sisters, I guess she lives with a man. It's her sister's boyfriend or fiance, whatever, they live together. In September of this year, they heard a knocking at their door. Somebody was frantic. They opened the door, and it was an old lady with no shoes on, looking disheveled, and saying that she had to get to their house or something. She had to get to their house. And somehow or another, they found out that she lived down the street, one block. I didn't get it, but I'm sharing it with you all. I don't have the whole, but whatever. They found out, and they took the lady back to her house or whatever. This was in September. They started selling off. I really need her to tell this story because she was telling it from the notes she had. And I was listening. I was really listening. And somehow the boyfriend, when they started selling the lady's stuff off, the boyfriend went to the sale. I guess it was like a yard sale or something. And he started buying the lady's stuff. Well, or anyway, a dog was involved. And it was, she sent the Ted Miner daughter the picture of the dog and a lot of other stuff. But the dog was a genuine voodoo doll made with real hair and real teeth. And I don't know if the lady gave him the doll or anyway, they got the doll. But the doll was intended for them. Let me tell you why. She came on and knocking on their door in September. In October, she died. Well, it seems that this lady was a photographer. And it seems that in some of the when the boyfriend went to the yard sale, he found a picture of his own mother in this photographer's pictures. See, it's starting to get weird already. It's starting to get demonic. So I guess he bought the pictures of his mother, but from that moment on, or somewhere in there, the boyfriend became obsessed with buying this dead lady's stuff. And it seems like she had all kind of stuff. Well, the boyfriend became more obsessed with buying the lady's stuff. But what really happened the boyfriend was targeted. This witch was getting ready to die. And in getting ready to die, the witch knew that if she could do a soul exchange with somebody, that even although the physical body is dead, that the soul of the witch would be in a new body through a soul exchange. If the witch could find, I don't know what they look for. I don't know what they look for when they get ready to do a soul exchange. I don't know. But anyway, when you see witches that walk deep in the spirit realm know how to do this. And people who have deep knowledge and spiritual understanding of the soulless realm know how to do it too. And I was talking about it last week, but I only touched on it lightly because it was, you know, I just figured, well, I don't need to go too deep in this thing because I'm not here to teach, you know, witches how to do no witchcraft, and I'm not here to make anybody curious enough that they might lose their soul. But the Bible says, if you could find that scripture for me, Jessica, witches hunt souls. And put it up here on Spreaker. Jose, why don't you find that? Witches hunt souls. So this witch was on a hunt. And I do know that there has to be a kindred. You know, the word kinfolk come from kindred spirit. There has to be a kindred spirit before a witch can exchange their soul with your soul. So in the Bible, Abraham talks about kindred spirits because Lot had a kindred spirit with his uncle Abraham. So anyway, now they got the dog. I can't remember all the small details that she told me because I was, as I was talking to her, I was searching for a scripture, and I was trying to equate this with the word of God. That's how I keep myself free from all this mess, that and the blood of Jesus. So naturally, I put up, but I told my Ted Lyman's daughter, I said, "You're in danger." I said, "The witch has already got your friend's boyfriend, and the witch is looking for a body to transfer into, so that now look, I don't mean the witch, I mean the spirit of a witch, spirit of witchcraft. Remember, if you're on this tail line, I'm talking to you about spiritual things, okay? Because you know, can't no human body transfer. Can't no human body get in no human body. But a spirit can get in your soul, and then it can make your soul yield it to your body. And that's how, when they come in like that, they bring the same sickness, spiritual affliction to you that, familiar spirit, through the utilization of familiar spirit, they can bring cancer. They can bring diabetes, heart attack, high blood pressure. They can bring anything evil in the area of sickness and disease into your soul, and then it can cause your soul to overpower your body. And that's how you can hear people say, "Well, I was good and strong and healthy all my life, and then all of a sudden I got this." Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be that you got it in the natural. It doesn't have to be anything natural about it. And that's what this witch has set this young couple up to do through the utilization of unclean and familiar spirits. So I told my young 10-liner, and I love the fact that this 10-liner is young, see, and has this knowledge because of her parents, because of her parents. So then I told her, I said, well, your friend's boyfriend is already possessed. That spirit is already taken on him. And the next thing it's going to do, depending, because there are, and then my young 10-liner said, yeah, because they're already living in sin because they fornicating and they living together and they not married. And I said, oh, Jesus, this young 10-liner is on this, on top of this. I said, well, now it depends on two things. It could be this old witch is looking for a husband and has already entered into a spiritual marriage with a friend's boyfriend. And that, if that is the case, then it's going to try to harm your friend's boyfriend's sister. I said, because those demons are very, very jealous. I said, now, if the witch, in fact, was a, I don't know if you all know, but you have human incubus and succubus. They're made and they're created, okay, by Satanists and by cults and things like that. I said, so if the witch has entered into a spiritual marriage with your friend's sister, I said, her life is in danger. And, she said she told them they need to get delivered right away. I said, well, you know, all you can do is tell them, and my responsibility is to you, because I've got to deal with, they've already transferred on your friend's boyfriend, your friend's sister, and they transferred on your friend, and your friend is opening you up, trying to get you to look at it with your eyes and hear with your ear, so that a transference could take place on you too. So I said, I'm not going to let that happen to you. I'm going to deal with that on the deadline this morning. So I'm going to deal with that. And I also have the guy, I see he's on here with the stigmata. He's on here. So I'm going to begin to deal with that. And then I'm, you know, because he doesn't live near me, he's possessed. He's going to need some ongoing stuff. I'll just start it. I'll get the root and see where it goes with him. But 10 lines, God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light to help these people. And I see what God is doing now that we have a church, Jesus Believers. God is sending the heavy stuff. And actually, the heavy stuff is easier than the lightweight stuff, because these people know they possess. Well, the boyfriend doesn't. But he knows that he has some kind of weird fascination and obsession with this lady. It seems like that he bought all the slides from this lady's photography. I mean, he done almost put them in debt buying this lady's stuff. Why? Because witches hunt souls, and in the spirit realm, they're going to try to make him a successor to the witchcraft stuff. Okay. This is over in, thank you, Jessica and Nadia. Ezekiel 13:17-20, about the witches that hunt souls. It says, likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them, and say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes, and make kerchiefs upon the head of every statue to hunt souls. Will ye hunt the souls of my people? And will ye save the souls alive that come unto you? And will ye pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live? By your lying to my people that hear your lies. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against your pillows, wherewith ye there hunt the souls to make them fly. And I will tear them from your arms and will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly. So there it is in the Bible, and I'm dealing with it right here on earth today in 2020. Okay? You see, spirits don't die. Are you hearing? But they can be bound. They can be bound. But they don't die. They don't die. That's why God told me, and he tells every deliverer, remember God told me he got millions of deliverance ministers for every tribe and every language. So I got to work with what he told me and what he gave me. Included in that is what he's given all of us. All of us. All of us. Now, some people send these things to the feet of Jesus. Some people, I mean, it doesn't say that, but the Holy Spirit showed me to do to them what God did to them, command them to go to the pit, and then seal the pit up by the power of the Holy Spirit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. And that's what I do. It works for me. I'm not saying whatever he told you to do, that works too. But whatever God told you to do, just do it. Now, the scripture that God gave me is Deuteronomy 29:18. Can you post that? Deuteronomy 29:18. Because I always ask him for a scripture to lead me and guide me. Deuteronomy 29:18. Can somebody post that for me? Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God, to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you a poisonous root that bears gall and wormwood. Okay? The word root could be a man, a woman, a family, or a tribe. But it says, a root that beareth gall and wormwood. It is possible, brothers and sisters, for a person to be a root that bears poison in an environment. That lady that came and knocked on that door, that woman, that witch, could very well have been a root that bears poison in an environment. Same way, it could be a family, it could be a tribe. Go to Romans chapter 11, verse 18. Romans chapter 11, verse 18. Romans chapter 11, verse 18 says, "For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches." What this passage implies is that if the root is unholy or unclean, so also are the branches. Another scripture, Job 29:17. Job 29:17. "And I break the jaws of the wicked and pluck the spoil out of his teeth." You see, this woman was a witch. This woman was a root worker. And this woman, brothers and sisters, was very poisonous. Because even the voodoo doll, which was the first possession this guy bought, I believe, or they gave it to him or something. And then they're going to have a private sale. I think this lady must be known or something, because they're having a private sale today. And they invited, now, he isn't a part of the family or anything, but he's one of the only outsiders invited. Are you hearing me this morning? I went to these people's house when I was a young minister, because they had problems in the house. Water turning on, lights flickering, cutting on and off, stuff appearing in the walls. Sometimes you can have a portal. You can have a portal that opens up through a wall. You remember that, Jose? I know you do. And if you have a portal opening through a wall, Brother Joe, you remember that time we rented that house in Tampa, Florida, and it had roof rats, and the one rat died and left the image, and the image, we could not paint it out, because those were portals. And sometimes if you have a portal, which is an opening between this realm and the spirit realm, and demons can traffic through it. And I'm telling you, I was just talking about it yesterday when I mentioned Jacob. You can have the holy and you can have the unholy, because the devil counterfeits everything that is of God. Please understand this morning. So I'm going to tell you a little story. I went in this house, me and Brother Joe and my spiritual father. This house was in Lemon Grove, California, which is down there near the border, you know, in California. Near Lemon Grove is kind of near Costa Mesa. And in this particular house, blood used to appear on the wall. And they would scrub it off, wash it off. They would pray. And they actually thought the house was holy until all this other stuff started happening. Smoke would appear, dark smoke. So you know it wasn't no glory cloud or nothing. And so it wasn't until snakes started appearing. And that's when they called us to come and pray. And the Holy Spirit led me down to what was called a wine cellar. And in that wine cellar, I looked up there and it was an altar. It was an old altar. It had black candles and it had little stuff sealed in wax, where they done did this witchcraft and put the people's name in it and sealed it up in the wax. So I wasn't going to put my hands on it, of course. I went outside and I said, get me a stick and a garbage bag. And I took the tree branch. It was a big piece of tree branch. And I pushed the tree branch and dropped all the stuff into this garbage bag. And as I dropped it into the garbage bag, I could hear something going like, and I tell you the truth, I got scared. And I said, you know, we better get this stuff out of here. And I always carry my oil with me, my Bible and my oil, everywhere I go. So I said, and I use a big thing of anointing oil. You've seen it, maybe. You will if you haven't. And so I poured the anointing oil where that stuff was. And as I poured the anointing oil, it began to form the ugliest shape. And I'm just looking at this. But even as it formed the shape, you know, Jesus has a smell. And I began to smell the fragrance of roses, and I knew my fear went away, and I knew Jesus was on the scene. So what I did then, I said, Jesus, what do I do? He said, I want you to bind up every spirit that has been sent out of this place. And I just did what Jesus told me. And I didn't ask no questions because I didn't have time because I was scared. But the sin of Jesus, and when Jesus came in the room, my fear lessened. But I'm down here in a cellar. Stuff from my oil is, you know, you pour stuff, it's going to make images anyway. So I said to them, what do I do with this? And somebody said, well, let's burn it. I said, okay. We took it up the stairs. I poured it on. I backed out. I had somebody take both, you know, kind of like guide me out because I was walking backwards because I wanted to sling that all over everything down there, the ceiling, the floor, everything. So I was slinging my oil. I got to the steps, and it was a peculiar kind of odor. And I said, the Lord said, just pour your oil over it. I went back a week later to where that scent was, and it was all kind of dead frogs and cats and stuff like that, bone. So we came out the house. I took the bag. I poured the oil over the bag. And I'm thinking, well, if I pour the oil over the bag, it won't burn. The oil might not let it burn. And took it outside. And we set it on. I set it on fire. When I first lit that fire, it jumped right at in my face. The Holy Ghost pushed me back. If he hadn't, it would have got my eyebrows and front of my hair and everything. We burned the stuff. Some of it wouldn't burn. We burned as much as we could burn. So, and I sat there and I watched it because I wanted to make sure. Then I went back in the house and we went from the attic, and I had already been down in that cellar. That's funny because that's the same thing that was in that house in Kentucky. You remember that house we went to in Kentucky? I done run into this a couple times. And ran those demons out of that house, bound them up, sent them to the pit, sealed it up for a day of judgment by Jesus Christ. This lady is something I had to deal with myself. And I told one member of their family, I said, I looked at them because I could see the demons in them from the house. I said, you need to be delivered. You need to come with me right now and let me cast these demons out. You know what he said to me? He said, I'm a Christian. You're a Christian with demons, brother. He said, the Bible says, and he started quoting the Bible to me, that in Christ I'm a new creation. I said, you are. I said, but when you allow these spirits, I said, look here, I'm not gonna argue with you. You can come if you want to. If you don't, it's your business. It ain't even mine. I'm just trying to help you. Well, brothers and sisters, 3 weeks later, he was dead. He refused deliverance after, you know, he was dead. You know how he died? He died by a hit and run driver. And they never found the car. They never found the man who hit him. If you're serious about this kind of ministry, you cannot play with the devil. He ain't nobody to be played with. And you see, I went back and I said, how did this accident happen? I said, and furthermore, what is the root in your family that caused you all to have such a tie with these demons that was in this house? And so finally they broke down. They said, we were embarrassed to tell you. What kind of foolishness is that? We were embarrassed to tell you. But voodoo running our family. I said, what? I said, don't you know God knew that? I said, and this uncle here, the one that is dead right now, she said, yeah, he used to be involved in it. Our whole family was involved in it. I said, but and he was the only one that would refuse to come and get delivered. She said, we tried to tell him. Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells you about, remember, witchcraft is a work of the flesh. In Galatians, it's a work of the flesh. It's in the Bible. Witchcraft is a work of the flesh. And even now, as I'm telling you this, I can feel some oppression from somebody listening to me this morning. You're right, Tim. Embarrassment cost him his life. And all of them had to repent. Because I told him, when you know, you're not going to even make heaven. Because you were involved with a murder. The murder of your uncle. You see, I'm gonna cast out that spirit of witchcraft again this morning. But you gotta get busy yourself. None of us, I told you, my grandma used to make these spring and winter tonics, and that stuff been in my family. My grandma's grandma taught my grandma's mama all the way back from Africa. We all, and those of you that are of mixed heritage, you know there ain't no pure white people in America. Ain't no pure black people in America if you're born in America. Ain't no pure Spanish people in America, but at least people of Spanish descent can take their genealogy back to Spain. But even once you get to Spain, you got to find out what kind of indigenous mixture came in Spain. None of us are free from the influence of demons. Demons are the perpetrators of witchcraft. You can pray against the foundation of witchcraft, and you can bring it down. So this morning, I'm going to pray from a young friend who witchcraft tried to attack her through a friend of a friend, tried to make her look at the artifact. Once you look at it, what happens? It can transfer through the eye gate. I'm going to teach about, I'm going to get around now, I got to teach you about them gateways. I never forgot. God just didn't tell me to do it until now, because you know what? Have you noticed something, Tedlon? Everything I preach about, God brings it into manifestation pretty quickly, because my preaching about it is just a witness. But God is making this stuff real to people. And like you put on here, Kim, it's not just affecting your grandmother, because if your grandmother in Colombia, even though she's confessing Christianity, but still seeking after witch doctors, the term for that is called, write this in the chat room, syncretism. Syncretism, syncretism, is where you mix religion and witchcraft, brothers and sisters. And now what you got? You mix religious spirits with evil spirits, and what you get? Witchcraft. And it's done through all religions. But it is especially working through the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church has so many missionaries. And then, even when I was up there in the mountains of Honduras, they tried that stuff. I dealt with it instantly. Not downplaying the culture, but just showing people what that people like Santa Barbara is not Mary. That's in Santeria. All right, I'm gonna pray now. Lord, I'm already late. All right. In the name of Jesus, I command every witchcraft foundation, every spirit, every supporting spirit, every co-mingling, co-joined spirit family connection with witchcraft, go in the name of Jesus. I command every witchcraft attack through the gateways, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, and touch. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of any food ingested through witchcraft. Go I command that the seed of witchcraft that was put in place in the heavenlies by that dead witch die in the name of Jesus. I command every jinx, hex, vex, spell, incantation been put out by witches die in the name of Jesus. I command every witchcraft habitation to be desolate in the name of Jesus, and every spirit and supporting spirit and familiar to be bound up in the name of Jesus and go to the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ, bound and in chains. In the name of Jesus, I dismantle every throne, every high place, every ruler, and I bind Hecate in the name of Jesus, the queen of witches. Go in the name of Jesus. I command every witchcraft stronghold to be bound and pulled down. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command their habitations and their refuge to be dismantled right now, and the pieces burnt by the fire of God, never to be able to come together again in the name of Jesus. Go! And I command their works to be disintegrated. I command their communication system to be dismantled and the power to go to zero and all supporting spirits to be bound in the name of Jesus. Go! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command every witchcraft transporting system, astral projection, ethereal projection, soulless realm projection, in the name of Jesus, I command the silver cords to be burnt and by the fire of God, and that they be locked outside their own bodies, in the name of Jesus. I command their supporting spirits, spirit family connections to witchcraft and the spirit of witchcraft, go in the name of Jesus. I command all soul hunting witches to be exposed, uncovered, Lord God. And once they are, I command them to be bound to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Father God, I ask you to dispatch your holy angels to bind them up in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, when they try to enforce a power play, I command them to be rendered powerless in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command their altars to be burned, their padlocks to be unlocked, their spiritual cages to be opened up. In the name of Jesus, I overthrow their projections. I overthrow their witchcraft trajectory in the name of Jesus. And I command their spirit, their remnant to be consumed, burned, destroyed by the power of God, by the fire of God. And all those spirits be bound in chains and fetters of iron, covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus, God. Go to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, Father God, I reverse their burials. All anybody under the sound of my voice and their family line that has been buried, their virtues in any coffin, I've destroyed their bewitchment. I've destroyed their seducing spirits. I've destroyed their ability to summon people. I've destroyed their identification marks that they imprint on their prey. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, right now, separate any soul in the process of exchange, any and every soul that has been exchanged. Separate! Go! Go! Go to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over their fly zones. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus, destroying their curses. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus, breaking every evil witchcraft covenant that people have been brought into knowingly or unknowingly. Go in the name of Jesus. Right now, I destroy their initiations. I destroy their poisons. I destroy their evil plans. I destroy their evil cages. I command their witchcraft powers go to zero. Go! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I cancel every assignment of any witchcraft hands that enacted a transfer through touch. Separate! Go! In the name of Jesus. I break every assignment of witchcraft that causes people to act back, look back, think back, and go backwards. In other words, I destroy every backwards curse of witchcraft. Every witchcraft agenda set charge against the destiny of any believer, burn with the fire of God right now. Go! Go! I break and destroy witchcraft connections to every lying stigmata in the name of Jesus. And the spirits causing the false bleeding. Go! In the name of Jesus. I break the power of witchcraft mind control this morning. Go! I break the bands of witchcraft mind control this morning. Go! In the name of Jesus. I break the captivity and the paralysis of witchcraft this morning. And witchcraft spirit family connections. Go! In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You always cause us to triumph. Thank you this morning. No witchcraft shall prevail against a man or a woman of God. Go! Get out right now. Break premature death. The spirit of premature death from witchcraft. Go! I break witchcraft manipulation, intimidation. Go! In the name of Jesus. I break witchcraft domination and control in the name of Jesus. Go! I want you to thank him throughout this song right here. Just keep thanking the Lord for what he's done for you and your family line. They will try to get you in the sleep realm. They will manifest enough energy, if they can, to pull you out of bed by your feet, if they can. But Jesus says, greater is he that is within you than any witchcraft tactic. Go! In the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord, brothers and sisters. Keep thanking him throughout this song.
This is my worship, this is my offering. In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you even when I can't see it. And even in suffering, I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll be here. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. I don't wanna follow my own way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit.
Generational family member in the name of Jesus Christ. go to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remain there, chained and bound. Brothers and sisters, I will see you tomorrow if the Lord say the same.